Welcome to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN. To join the conversation, call 508-871-7000. Now, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good Saturday morning. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on New England's News and Talk Station, WCRN 830. It's Small Business Saturday. I'm John Featherston. That distinguished man right there, that's Terry Hendricks. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm great. Coming off Thanksgiving, rested up, overeaten, and ready to talk politics.
That's the American way. Overeat on Thanksgiving. Love it. Watch some football. You know, we had a good game on Monday night. The Pats beat up Buffalo, and of course, it looked like everybody got beat up there with all the injuries.
I was going to say, I think I'm going to try out for wide receiver for the Pats because they could use me.
They're looking for anybody over 6 feet tall.
So what do you think? Hey, we went to New Hampshire. We saw Chris Christie over last weekend. A new poll came out on the presidential primaries up in New Hampshire. What do you think?
Well, New Hampshire, you know, the leader is still the Donald at 22%. Rubio has moved up a bit. He's, of course, he's half of Donald Trump at 11%. And, you know, it's and Carson's dropping down, and I think we'll see Carson.
Have you seen Carson's new ad?
No.
Oh, you're not missing anything.
Well, that's why I haven't seen it. But, and then, yeah, Carson's down at 10%, and then kind of everybody else is in 8 or 9, you know, Bush, and Kasich seems to be gaining a little bit. Unfortunately, a couple of my favorites there, Christie and Carly, at only 4%. And we saw Christie up in New Hampshire, up in Windham, New Hampshire last Saturday.
Thought he
Saturday afternoon.
Gave a great speech. I mean, the difference between Chris Christie, who we saw a week ago on Wednesday, and we saw Chris Christie on Saturday. Christie has specifics. He has a plan. He talks in depth detail about him. He wants you to question him. He'll take questions from the crowd. He'll answer questions. He wants you to almost disagree with him, and he's very, very, very specific. And the Donald's is just, you know, it's going to be great. It's going to be the best. You know, don't worry because I'm Donald Trump. So it's a very interesting contrast in styles.
Well, it's a difference between an entertainer and somebody who's serious about it, being the president of the United States, my view. You know, the thing I enjoyed about Chris Christie is when you ask him a question, you got a good, solid answer.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little long-winded about him, I thought, but there was one young man who was really concerned about the plight of the Syrians, and Chris Christie said, you know, until we're able to really vet these people, it does not make sense for the safety of the American public. And he went on to explain a lot of reasons why he doesn't think the feds can really do a good job of vetting. But he respected the other person's opinion, said so. And that's one of the stark differences between Trump and Christie as an example.
Well, Christie talked very strong about ISIS and about the threat that ISIS, and that if he was elected president of the United States, his first job, period, end of story, is protecting the American people from ISIS and any, you know, any wars or any terrorism. He was very strong about it, very, very critical of President Obama about it, didn't pull any punches, and I think it's going to be a big, you know, talking point for him up until the New Hampshire primary. You know, and he thought he did something very also interesting that you don't see a lot on national politics. You see it on the local politics level, but he asked for people to vote for him, and I thought that was very refreshing.
Yeah, actually, he told a story about someone that he'd met in New Hampshire, and the guy says, you know, I can't vote for you, I can't support you,
even though I agree with you on everything.
Right, and it took a while for Christie to coax it out of this old Yankee, and he finally says, well, you never asked for the vote. And, of course, the light comes on. So he made a very strong point to ask for everybody's vote in the room. There were maybe, what do you think, 300 people in that bowling alley?
I would say there were 300 people. I thought it was interesting that he did ask for the vote, but I thought, you know, the extra caveat that he asked it for, that he wanted, you know, us to trust him, mm-hmm. That he would be the right guy for the job, and I thought that was a good piece. You know, as we discussed when we opened up the show, it is Small Business Saturday. We're going to have two great guests coming on, Paul Joseph, President and CEO of the Metro West Chamber of Commerce. And then later in the hour, we're going to be joined by former Lieutenant Governor and former Worcester Mayor and current President of the Worcester Chamber of Commerce, Tim Murray, as well. Small business Saturday is an important thing, but, you know, getting back to all politics is local, you know, small business is the backbone of America. We've got a presidential election coming up. We're talking a lot about terrorism. We're talking a lot about ISIS. We're talking a lot about, you know, Hillary Clinton's emails. We're not talking a lot about small business. Kind of concerning.
Well, the interesting thing about small business, of course, is that for a lot of people, it's their job. And whether you're employed or running a small business, for a lot of people, if you think about some of the groups that came to the United States, 100, 150 years ago, that's how they basically made a living. They started a business. You know, it might have been a tailor or a baker or a mason, but they started their own business. You know, it was them, their cousins and fathers and sons that worked in that business, and they made it successful and really have created a lot of wealth in this country by starting those small businesses. And it's no different today. If you think about some of our larger companies, Digital used to be a large company around here, and it started in an old woolen mill with a couple thousand square feet of space.
Absolutely. You know, the big box stores have kind of taken away. You know, you don't have as many, you know, on your corner hardware stores or drug stores or anything, unfortunately, like that. But there still are a lot of thriving small businesses in the area, and we're looking forward to having both the chamber presidents come on and talk about it. The economy, real quick, because it is Small Business Saturday. I mean, in my words, not growing, certainly not flourishing or anything like that. I do hope it becomes a piece of the presidential election. What are your thoughts?
Well, it should, but right now everybody's concerned about terrorism and their own safety and the safety of their loved ones and their businesses and the properties. So, and that's, of course, the issue because of the happenings in France and a few other places. And people are wondering what's going to happen. You know, are we going to have something here in the United States, next week? And you know what? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, you're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN, New England's news and talk station. We'll be back. We'll be joined by Paul Joseph, President and CEO of the Metro West Chamber of Commerce. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN.